The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I was reminded recently of the words of professional tennis player Arthur Ashe. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. It's a perfect mantra for those of us who want to do good at this perilous moment in the world, because it nullifies the impulse to put things off or otherwise shy from action. It insists that right now you do have what it takes to be of use, and it underscores the sense that contributing is a lifelong work. From wherever you find yourself today and tomorrow and the day after that, you have something to offer. In his 1967 book, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community, Martin Luther King Jr. argues that in order to survive the threat of chaos, America must break free of its age-old patterns. Quote, "For the evils of racism, poverty, and militarism to die, a new set of values must be born. Our economy must become more person-centered than property and profit-centered. Our government must depend more on its moral power than on its military power." I'm also struck by King's description of power and its relationship to justice. Quote, "Power without love is reckless and abusive, and love without power is sentimental and anemic. Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice. Justice at its best is love correcting everything that stands against love. I am alive in 21st century America. I have a voice. Let it serve as a corrective to the violent and reckless power that stands against the force of love." Today's poem is To Be of Use by Marge Piercy. The people I love the best jump into work headfirst without dallying in the shadows and swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight. They seem to become natives of that element, the black, sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls. I love people who harness themselves, an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward, who do what has to be done again and again. I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out. The work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust. But the thing worth doing, well done, has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Greek amphoras for wine or oil, Hopi vases that held corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries for water to carry, and a person for work that is real. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.